Hello, and welcome to Fitness Business Copywriting, the podcast for fitness professionals that want to use writing to market their businesses better so they can get more of the clients that they want. My name is Mitch Rothbart. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for about 12 years, and I've grown my gym consistently using copywriting as my main marketing channel. In each of these episodes, I'll quickly cover an aspect of copywriting you can easily use to help your marketing right away. And at the end of the episode and in the show notes, I'll let you know how you can reach me with any questions. In this episode, you'll hear from our special guest, Kathy Kiger, on how to stay away from cheap and sleazy clickbait marketing so you can keep your dignity and your soul. Okay, joining us today is Kathy Kiger. Kathy is a holistic health copywriter and marketing strategist who specializes in helping nutritionists, dietitians, and coaches grow their practices. She takes all the time-consuming stuff, building an email list, consistent emails, keeping up with the blog, and all the launch writing off her clients' plates so they can stay in their zone of genius and focus on their true passion, which is, of course, helping their clients. So thank you for joining us today, Kathy.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, great. It's good. It's good to have someone who's kind of in a similar field as a gym owner. Not exactly there, but I think you and your clients have probably dealt with a lot of the same kind of stuff. So a lot of the people that I talk to are kind of beginning gym owners, or they haven't done a ton of marketing, or they have just questions about it. And what they see a lot of is just really sleazy, salesy, mm-hmm. Stuff. And I'm sure you see a lot of the same thing. So what I want to talk about is just what should they do to market themselves and not come across that way.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. In the nutrition field, for sure. There's a lot of that too. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of dietitians and nutritionists, and they worry about coming off as like salesy and slimy in their marketing. And, you know, from my experience and probably yours too, the people in these fields they really care about the people that they're helping.
Absolutely.
And they're wanting to make a difference in their lives, and they don't want to come off as this like slick, you know, lose 40 pounds in 40 days, whatever kind of vibe. Like they want mm-hmm. their authenticity to come through. And I think that's, you know, that's the challenge in copywriting, because, you know, some of it, there is some slimy stuff out there that people have written, unfortunately. And so it's not an unfounded fear. I think when our clients come to us with that, I want to reach people, but I don't want to come off as like, you know, salesy.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Because so much of the stuff that really breaks through is just the stuff that really, the stuff that stands out is these huge promises that don't really hold any value.
Right. Absolutely.
So when you're writing, you know, we talk a lot about in copywriting about hitting pain points and kind of evoking, you know, emotion in our writing. How do you do that without, you know, being sleazy or trying to be overly manipulative?
Right. For me, I think mindset is a huge part of it, because whenever I go into writing for a client, my goal isn't to sell whatever they are wanting to get out there. If I'm looking at it as let's sell this to as many people as possible, then you can get into that salesy, sleazy place pretty easily. But if I'm looking at it as how can I connect this person with the people who need them, mm-hmm. then that puts a whole different spin on it. So that's what I'm always trying to do. I tried once writing for someone whose program I didn't believe in. It was through an agency. It wasn't something I chose. But it was so hard to do. And I've realized that I'm really picky about the clients that I'll write for, because I will only help get the word out for programs and packages and whatever that really can be of benefit to people. You know, we have to use our copywriting powers for good and not evil.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is. I don't know if people understand how draining it can be. If you have, if you know, when you're trying to promote your service, when you're doing it right, when you're doing it based on your values and for whatever, you know, the right reasons, it's actually really kind of inspiring and empowering. Mm-hmm. Like the second you kind of go over that line, it just feels wrong.
Yeah.
And you kind of know when you do it. Like, I mean, I've been a gym owner and I know, like, when you kind of cross that line, it just doesn't feel good anymore. And mm-hmm. yeah.
So yeah, you know, for sure.
Yeah. But one thing I've talked about is kind of using your content really more as a relationship builder than necessarily mm-hmm. just trying to get stuff out there. And when you do touch on pain points, making sure that how you kind of evoke that and the solution is real and it's not made up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, when you say lose a certain amount of weight, which we don't talk too much about, but when we talk mm-hmm. about, you know, how to feel better, how to do things better, how to move better and play with your grandkids, all these things are promises that you can actually follow through on.
Right. I think for me, one of the biggest things, well, probably the two biggest things are, first of all, making sure, like I said before, coming to it from a place of knowing that I'm helping my client put something genuinely valuable out there that's going to really help people. Yeah. And then also, I am a believer in really thinking about the person who you're writing for, really putting that empathy piece in there for mm-hmm. like your client's like prospect. So like if I'm writing for a dietitian who is helping people with like IBS, like I really try to put myself in the place of what would it be like to live with IBS and how is that affecting not just like, oh, you know, I have stomach issues, but you know, somebody with IBS, like they can't go to the park with their kids because they might not be able to find a bathroom. Yeah. And thinking about those kinds of things and how my client can help them live better lives. And so it's, you know, you hear yeah. about create that ideal client avatar. And I think there's a lot of value in that because it helps with that empathetic piece and really putting yourself in the shoes of that person. And, you know, when I'm writing copy, if I make myself cry, like if I get in the place so much of the prospect and feel their pain and their hope for, you know, for fixing whatever this problem is, like, I know I've hit on something. I know I'm not writing something salesy if it's touched my heart in that way. And I like, you know, I'm sure you're the same way. Like when you're writing copy, you want the person you're writing it for, not, you know, not your writing client, but their prospect to feel really seen yeah. by it and to feel understood and to understand that like, oh my gosh, this person totally gets me. And when you're writing with that kind of feeling and that kind of emphasis, then it's not going to be salesy or sleazy.
Exactly. So let me summarize it. You're saying you're not actually writing to pain points. You're actually writing to empathize with someone, which is, it's similar, but there's kind of a difference in there. You're not writing to pain points just to write to pain points. You're actually trying to feel what they're feeling.
Exactly. And it's yeah. exhausting, as you know, as a writer, that yeah. is exhausting. But yeah, but that's how, I don't know. I think that can be the difference between it coming out as this like scare tactic, you know, mm-hmm. scarcity creating, because that's not the kind of thing we want to write. We want to give people yeah. hope. That, you know, if they're the right fit for whatever it is we're writing about, we want them to be excited about it. Not like, oh, I'm just so like, it, I don't know. I never want my writing to make somebody feel like crap. I want it to give them hope that whatever yeah. their problem is, that they can connect with the person that I'm writing for and solve that problem.
Yeah, that sounds great. So when you're doing that, when you're kind of coming up with, you know, pain points or empathizing, do you have a process to kind of go through that? Like, you know, we talk about, you know, I've talked on this podcast about coming up with your ideal client. How do you do that?
You know, I will go and I'll read blogs or get on YouTube mm-hmm. to see what people who are dealing with these issues, what their lives are like. Like I have one client I write for who deals with a complex autoimmune disease that children get called PANDAS. And mm-hmm. so I went on YouTube and found like vlogs that parents who were dealing with this had, you know, had posted. And it really helped me understand in a deeper way what their experience is, because really the only way to do that is to step into the shoes of the person experiencing the problem. I did the same thing, like the IBS client that I write for. I did the same thing. I went on YouTube and watched videos about that people posted who were dealing with IBS. And that really helped me get in touch with how it affects their lives.
Yeah, that's great. So your research, talking with people, it's stuff that's simpler than we kind of make it out to be sometimes.
Right. Simple, but time consuming.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to put in the work to really kind of understand these clients if you're not one of them yourself. Right. And that comes just from kind of dealing with people and talking with people.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I think the next question is, you know, in the fitness industry, we're just overwhelmed. Like if you look at the top 10 diet books or top 10, even nonfiction books, there's always some garbage diet book about blood type. It's like, there's so much of this garbage out there, and it can really be easy if you're just kind of getting into this to think, well, this is how I have to go about things in order to be noticed.
Right.
So speak to that. Like, what would you tell a client who's saying, all right, this, you know, you're writing, it's really good. It's kind of powerful, but it's not going to really stand out because it's not giving me any outlandish claims or something like that. How would you talk to a client about that?
If I'm understanding your question, I think, first of all, it's important for people to stay in their lane. Mm. You know what I mean? Like if somebody is wanting to put information out there, you know, if they've created a program or they're trying to find clients in an area that's not an area of expertise for them, then that's probably not a great idea. But as far as just not, I don't know, you just don't have to give into that sensationalist thing. People now are, I just heard a statistic yesterday of how many thousands of advertisements we see every day. Consumers have gotten smart and people recognize clickbait. They recognize sensationalism, and it's not what they're looking for generally. You know, most people are, you know, they can see something, they can detect that something is not realistic, and they want something that sounds authentic, realistic, and that comes from a place of knowledge and expertise. So I think just staying in that lane, you're going to find the people that you need to find.
Yeah, they're going to come to you when they see that you're real, and it might take a little longer, but it'll also last a lot longer.
Yeah. And you'll find better clients.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
You don't want the people who want the lose 40 pounds in 40 days or some unrealistic thing that's not going to happen. Then they're not going to be happy when they're not able to do that anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a really important point is, you know, with marketing now, and I've been seeing this more and more, it does seem like there's kind of a shift from that kind of bro-y salesy marketing to like relationship stuff. Of course, with the fitness industry, this always happens like years after the rest of the universe, but it's really true in that, you know, people kind of know what's out there. Most people that have fallen for kind of this garbage, salesy kind of copy have been through it. Like they fell for it once, maybe twice, maybe three times, and they know it's garbage now and they're not interested anymore. So just kind of having the confidence in yourself that you have a good product and you can help people and you know, and just kind of getting that out there and just kind of letting that speak for it, I think can go a long way.
Yeah. I love that you said something about confidence, because I know in the nutrition field, imposter syndrome is such a huge thing.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, trusting that you know what you're doing, trusting that you know how to genuinely help people without having to overhype yourself or make ridiculous claims, like just trusting that your training and your knowledge is genuinely enough to help people. And that'll come through whether you're doing your own writing or you're hiring a writer. That'll come through in what you're saying. And that's what people want. And, you know, it's about confidence.
It is. And it's really hard when you're first starting out, especially when you see some of these claims that other trainers or nutritionists might make. And you're like, well, I can't get those results. And then eventually you realize no one can actually get those results.
Exactly.
They're lying.
Yeah. And I think it's important to be careful too, who you're following and paying attention to, because
absolutely,
it's so easy to get sucked into social media. And, you know, you're following people who've either done what you're just starting out doing for years, and they're ahead of where you are, and that's okay. Yeah. But it's, you know, I think people, it's so easy to look at someone else and think, well, they're successful in their business, so I need to make my stuff look just like theirs so I can be successful. And it won't work, because it has to be authentically you. And I think that's part of why it's important to find a good copywriter who can tap into who you are, mm-hmm. and really get that message out there and get your vibe out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you don't, I mean, I know a lot of trainers, and I know where they're coming from, and marketing is really not at the forefront of why they got into training people.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah. And it can seem really complicated, and it can seem really kind of out of reach. And that's why I think a lot of them fall for some of these tricks, mm-hmm. because they don't know any other way to do it. They don't see any other way to do it. And they think it has to be really hard.
Right. Yeah. Well, and there are a lot of like slick little courses out there on how to do your marketing. And it's this formulaic thing that just doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. So what is just, you know, in conclusion, what are the things that you see a lot with kind of younger people or more inexperienced nutritionists that you work with? And give me like one or two things that you think can help.
The biggest thing I see with newer nutritionists is they get wrapped up in that imposter syndrome thing, and they talk too much about themselves. I recommend that if you're writing your own copy, count how many times you've said the word I, and count how many times you said the word you. And if you're saying I a lot more than you, then your copy is focused on yourself and not on your prospects, because you want your copy to speak to your ideal client or the prospects that are reading what you've written. And I see that imposter syndrome and insecurity plays into that. And people feel like they need to, you know, put their whole resume out there. Well, I've done this training and I've done that, and I learned this, and I, you know, it's like, nobody cares. they care that you're an expert, but they don't need to know every detail. What they really care about is knowing that you are the person to help them. Yeah. So that's probably the biggest mistake I see.
Yeah, that's a huge one. The quote I always like to use is no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that I see that a lot as well. So that is a very good point. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. I think that people will get a lot out of this. How can people reach you? Do you have a website? Do you have an email?
I do. They can find me on KathyKigerAgency.com. Okay. And I do have I forgot to look at what it's called. I have a resource guide on my website that they can find and learn a little bit more about how to reach their ideal clients and some of the language they can use and some of the ways, honestly, to keep their copy from being salesy. So they can come to my website and find that, and you know, that can help them. If you're DIYing it, that kind of, there's some tricks that can really help.
Yeah, it can go a long way. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's all I have for today. I really want to thank Kathy for joining us. She's been doing this a long time, and she has great insight into how to get your message out there in a way that's honest and real. You can see more about her at KathyKigerAgency.com. That's Kathy with a K, and Kiger, like tiger, except with a K as well. You can also find her resource guide there about how you can better reach your ideal client. You can also check the show notes for her site and information as well. If you have any other questions about anything we talked about today or anything else, let me know by emailing me at mitch@mitchrothbart.com. You can also go to my website to download an ideal client tool with questions to help you figure out exactly who that is, as well as a time-tested sales page and email formula you can use to focus your message and get your prospects to call you, join your list, buy your product, or whatever else you want them to do. If you need help with automations, a welcome sequence, emails, blogs, web pages, or anything else related to copywriting, please just drop me a line. I can help. And lastly, if you liked what you heard today, please leave a review. It helps get the word out. And if you have any questions about what we covered here or have any suggestions on what to cover in the future, please email me and let me know. Have a great day.